morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Today, we're going to be speaking the whole show to people who are running for the Santa Fe School Board. It is time for elections, ladies and gentlemen. The elections are on Tuesday of next week, Tuesday the 3rd of February, and it is your civic right and duty to go out and vote. And so we're going to be speaking to candidates from the school board, and I also want to let people know that in addition to this program, the school board candidates are having a forum, districts 3 and 5, this Thursday, the 29th of January, from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Santa Fe Public Schools Boardroom at the Educational Services Center Administration Building at 610 Alta Vista. So, with any luck, all five of the candidates will be here with us today. First, I would like to welcome from District 3, Barbara Goodwin. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So, you are running for school board in District 3. Now, this is a question that I have, and I'm going to ask everybody pretty much the same questions. There's a school of thought that says that children should be educated to do well on standardized tests, and there's another school of thought that says that children should be able to do physical education and the arts and things that really aren't directly related to doing well on tests. What's your thinking on this?
I think children, when they attend public schools, should receive a well-rounded education that includes, in addition to what we consider educational basics, learning how to read, learning math, learning how to write, learning their sciences and social studies. They need to have the arts introduced. They need to have physical education introduced. And I think both are very, very important.
So in terms of your own children's education, what are the things that you think were most and least successful?
I think for my children, being looked at as individuals, being recognized.
So they were or they were not?
No, they were. I think that's very, very important. Relationships in schools are very, very important to the success of the child, which is one reason why I support smaller learning environments, because teachers get to know the children. Children feel like they exist in the school. I think that's very, very important.
In what ways did the schools, did your children all go through public schools?
My older daughter went through Carlos Gilbert Elementary School, and then she went to St. Mike's for a year and transferred to Alameda, and then had some issues in school and ended up dropping out of school. My younger daughter started at Carlos Gilbert and was diagnosed with learning disabilities. She's dyslexic, and we ended up putting her into a Montessori school for her elementary school, and now she's a senior at Desert Academy and doing very well.
Very interesting. So do you feel like the public school system at the time that you were looking at this wasn't equipped to deal with people with learning disabilities?
Well, I think two issues. I think learning disabilities require intervention and accommodations, and at that time, we weren't able to obtain that from the public schools. I think that's changed in the last X number of years since she's been out of the system. But it's incredibly important that the public schools continue to provide alternative learning styles to children who require that. And one of the proposals that's in being considered now with the administration is to create a public school that would address children with major behavioral issues so that they can continue.
A separate school?
A separate school so that they can continue to get their education. But they would also have supplemental therapy and counseling provided on site.
So you have a whole school full of kids with behavioral problems.
Well, who knows how big it would be. But I think it is an issue in our classrooms when you have children who are acting out to a level that the teacher can't control. They can't teach. And it's very, very important that we accommodate both the children who need additional interventions and the children who are in the classroom functioning.
We're talking to Barbara Goodwin, who's running for Santa Fe School Board District 3. How do you feel about bilingual education?
You know, bilingual education is a red flag for many people. I think in Santa Fe, out of the 13,000 children, more or less, that we have in the public school district, 6,000 of them are considered English language learners, which means they're coming from homes that English is not the primary language spoken. I think it is essential that we have enough bilingual teachers and bilingual aides in the classroom to assist these children in their educational processes. The bilingual programs themselves, I think, need to be assessed individually and to see how they function and if they're effective.
What about the other way around? What about learning Spanish? Do you think that all children should learn Spanish?
I think it's such a benefit for children to be bilingual. To me, it doesn't matter whether a child is bilingual in Spanish or French or Chinese, like my daughter is taking, or Japanese or German. It really doesn't matter. I think in this world that's becoming so much smaller, and we are being forced to do business overseas, and overseas people are doing business here, bilingual citizens are going to be at an advantage.
Is that something that you would push for if you were on the school board?
What would I push for?
Having foreign language education mandatory.
I wouldn't make it mandatory, but I certainly think that it is a benefit, and that benefit should be brought to the attention of the parents, and then it's a decision on what curriculum the children are going to take.
What do you think is the biggest problem or the biggest problems in the Santa Fe public schools right now that you'd like to address if you're on the school board?
Well, I think achievement levels is absolutely essential. I think...
As can be measured through testing?
Testing. Different kinds of testing. Appropriate grade levels of achievement. I also think that we have to keep our children in school. And we have to provide alternative types of environments to accommodate children and so that we encourage them to stay in school. We need to have a career.
What do you mean by that, alternative environments to encourage them to stay in school? What would that look like?
Well, like there is a proposal in front of the school administration now to create a career and technical education center that would provide career and technical curriculums for children who may not be going on to a four-year or two-year college, so that when they get out of high school, they have the skills to obtain a job that can support them and their families in Santa Fe.
And so that would be something that would be operative in the high school level?
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen that? Does that work in other places that you've seen?
Oh, sure. Sure. And I think we should also generate more cooperative programming between the Santa Fe public schools and the Santa Fe Community College. And we do that now through some of our programs, but I think that could be enhanced and increased.
Within any school, whether it be in Santa Fe or basically any place on planet Earth, you're going to have, within any grade level, a real diversity. Kids who are bored to death, kids who
Absolutely.
Have special needs. How
Absolutely.
Do you make a classroom where the kids who are bored get challenged and really get stimulated, and the kids who have special needs don't get squeezed out?
Well, I think the schools have to provide different opportunities. We have to have more honors classes and AP classes to challenge the children who are doing very well, working hard, need that additional challenge. We need to have programs that can assist children in learning styles who have disabilities, who have physical disabilities in addition to learning disabilities. And we can't forget children who are there, who come every day and just want to learn. We have to look at best practices. We have to look at the curriculum that works.
Where do you look for that?
Well, I think you look at other school districts. You look within our district. You look at the schools that are succeeding in our district. Why are they succeeding? Is it the makeup of the teachers and the administration that are there? Is it the particular demographic of the children? Is it a tone that's set in that school of higher expectations, so the children rise to those expectations?
What do you think about charter schools? Those are part of the public school system.
They are. I like the idea of charter schools. I think these charter schools in Santa Fe were created with more flexibility than our public schools have in terms of hiring teachers, in terms of the curriculum they choose to implement. And I think there needs to be more communication between the charter schools and our standard public schools so that we can see what's working in charter schools, see if we could adapt it for our standard public schools. I think it's very important that parents have a choice in education.
Just 30 seconds left. Sure. Barbara Goodwin, why do you want to be on the Santa Fe School Board?
You know, Mary Charlotte, my background in the community, I've been here for over 30 years. I've worked in the nonprofit community the entire time. I think we have to build more public-private partnerships. I think we need to bring the business community into the decision-making of the public schools to help contribute ideas, to brainstorm, to develop that communication. I think we need to have more private funding go into the public schools, not necessarily for salaries, but perhaps for program. I think I have that ability to bridge those different groups in Santa Fe, business, nonprofit, funders.
Barbara Goodwin is running for school board of the Santa Fe Public School Systems in District 3, and once again, Election Day is on the 3rd of February. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Martin Lujan. He is running for re-election in District 3 for the Santa Fe School Board. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me. This is a great time. I'm very excited to be here.
So why did you run for school board in the first place, and why are you running for re-election?
Well, I believe that the reason I ran for school board in the first place is I'm committed to our children, and I believe that by providing them an excellent education, it just opens the doors. And part of my spiritual being is that commitment to our community and a commitment to our children.
So this is what we're talking about with all the candidates. In this question of, do you educate so that they can do very well on measurable tests, or do you educate in a more well-rounded way so that students have arts education, physical education, and things that might not really help their test scores?
Well, I believe that we should educate in a well-rounded way, and I think that our mission of the Santa Fe Public School District speaks to it. That we want to be able to graduate successful graduates in our local and global economy. So whether you're going to stay here or move on to college or move on through our country, we want to be able to provide you the proper education to have that.
Now, do you have children in the school system?
I don't right now. I have a 4-year-old son, soon to be 5, that will be entering kinder this fall.
So from what you've seen so far as a school board member, what do you think the Santa Fe Public Schools do best and worst?
Well, there's a lot of great things going on in our schools. And unfortunately, those aren't the pieces that the media picks up. But I believe that we have a curriculum that we provide to all of our children that is challenging. I think that we have an opportunity to build better relationships. I think that we meet a lot of our expectations throughout our community.
When you look at, for example, in a grade level or in a classroom or whatever, you have some students who are pretty gifted and pretty advanced and they're bored to death. Then you've got other students who need extra help and maybe they're not being pulled along. How do you create a classroom that works for all the different levels of students in it?
Well, that's always the challenge of the classroom teacher, because you're going to have that spectrum. So I believe that the information, the data that the teacher receives is very important in order to set up those internal systems within the classroom to teach too. As you just mentioned, we're going to have students that are have more of a need, and those that are at a higher that need to have a higher need. Those pieces is the challenge of the classroom teacher and being able to stay along with them, because we definitely don't want to lose a child because they're either too bored or they're not enough rigor in the classroom. And I think pieces of our curriculum do speak to that depending on the grade level that they're in.
What do you think about bilingual education?
I think that our district needs to invest a little more in it. I think that we have that is one of our biggest challenges that we're facing right now. We know that that we're having challenges recruiting bilingual teachers. Even though in the last years we've increased the stipend, I believe it's now $1,500, and we might need to step that stipend up, because that is an area that we see in our testing that we fall deficient in. And in order to, the main reason is because we don't have that teacher in the classroom. And the district is also losing out on educational dollars because we don't have that certified teacher. So I think one of the big pieces, and I've heard our superintendent say that now, is the focus on bilingual education to really either one, address it through stipends, get educational assistance in the classroom, try to work on getting all our teachers certified in order to make that difference.
What do you think about teaching our students, English-speaking students, Spanish?
I think there's an opportunity there. I think it exists within our district at this point. So having our English students learn Spanish is a great thing. Other languages is French and German. I know that they do those in high school level as well. But I believe that we're doing that right now in many of our high schools and middle schools.
What do you think about charter schools?
I think they provide an opportunity. My thought is that within charter schools, I think we have some great partnerships with our charter schools right now. And charter schools provide an alternative education. Not all there's different learning styles going on throughout the district. And these charter schools have specifics that they're focusing on, whether it be the arts and sciences, whether it be technology, whatever it might be. My only challenge with charter schools is the charter law in itself. That's very unclear. We're fortunate enough to have some great working relationships within our district with our charters that we don't experience a lot of those. But charter law is something that I believe needs to be addressed in order for both the district and the charters to be clear on the responsibility. So I support our charters.
We're talking to Martin Lujan from District 3, Santa Fe School Board District. Elections are coming up on the 3rd of February. What are you most proud of having accomplished in your term so far on the school board, and what would you like to accomplish if you're reelected to a new term?
Well, there are many things. I'm very proud of the fact that I was able to bring forward and spearhead the affordable housing piece to our district, to provide affordable housing for our teachers with a partnership through HomeWise. Secondly, is going into our school districts. I'm proud of the fact that we've been able to, and I fought for our small town, our historical neighborhood schools, Carlos Gilbert, Tasuka, Elvord. We have Gonzalez now as a K-8. We have Alameda looking at a new revision. So there's been a lot of work and success at those particular schools. And, Tasuka's rebuilt and it's looking great now. They actually made AYP. We have
AYP?
Yes, they've made AYP.
What's AYP?
Adequate Yearly Progress, according to No Child Left Behind.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. And then, Carlos Gilbert's going in for its rebuild. We have Alward, which I brought forward the first resolution to create a sustainable magnet there at Alward Elementary. We have some work now in front of us with the Alameda Middle School. And, of course, the K-8 at Gonzalez Community School. Now it was Gonzalez Elementary, but now it's Community School. We go from K-7 right now. Next year they'll be rolling into K-8. So I'm proud of that work. And that, that is the work that I've done, and I'm committed to continue to do. My vision for the next 4 years is to really address our high school redesign and reform for our high schools. Promote the CTEC Career Technical High School that we've been having discussions for over the last few years.
What would that be?
There was a committee formed that had been putting a lot of work into career technical high schools that would provide an alternative education for those students either wanting to kind of target a certain area, whether it be, could be technology, could be in the arts. It's providing just a different opportunity and alternative to the traditional high school that is. And that work is ongoing right now. I think one of the important things, and one of the things I'm really proud of, is when I entered the Board of Education, there was a $2.6 million shortfall. We have now been able to balance the budget over the last 8 years. We're accountable. We've built our bond rating up from a AA to a AA+, and we continue to do that. So that's part of my vision for the next 4 years, to continue that financial stability of the district. And of course, our short term, and on February 3rd, along with the election, is passing another bond mill every election. I've seen $35 million go through. I've seen $73 million go through, and we're going for $160 million at this point. And without a tax increase to our community, and I think that's a great thing, because there's some great things happening in our schools, and if you go visit one of our schools, they're just beautiful and they're ready.
Martin Lujan is running for school board in District 3. Thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
I'd like now to welcome Sergio Rodriguez Romo. He is running for school board here in Santa Fe in District 3. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Maria Carlota.
Nice to see you. So let's talk about the possibilities for the Santa Fe School Board and why you're running. There are some people who say that the purpose of education should be really to do well on tests, and so that students can show their achievement through standardized testing. There are other people who say that there should be arts education, physical education, and things that really don't have so much to do with standardized testing. What's your thinking on this?
Okay, first of all, I would like to please all the public that is listening to KSFR for giving me this opportunity to address to the public. And as you know, now is the time to address some questions concerning the public education here in Santa Fe. Going back to your questions, to me, it's very, very important the integral development of the student, of the that potentially is going to be a citizen. The preparations, the education that those students have been receiving here in Santa Fe, it is not the best. We can say that clearly that they are not receiving a good education, and then later on in life they are not going to develop the whole human being capacities, and then instead they are going to fail, and then also they are going to downgrade their mind, lack of purpose of life, and how to make decisions, working toward goals, or even just the attitude toward life. So it seems to me that with the public, with the voters in Santa Fe, we need to be more critical, because so far we have been uncritical, and that's the reason, because this situation, it grows through the time, and then now it's hard to fix it. We need to address it, to get some public input and make some changes. And then even now the world all over is going into some changes, some adaptations, it seems to me, because everything is going to be more innovative, more competitive. And then, but in the meantime, we are here in Santa Fe, we are stuck with problems concerning education. And even the same Board of Education, it gives us the solution to resolve many problems that we have here in Santa Fe.
Are your children in the school system here in Santa Fe?
I have one kid that he's a 17, and he goes into San Michael's High School. Yes.
And so what have been the best and worst experiences of your children in the school systems that they've gone to?
First of all, when they were in the public system, all the time I have encounters with principals and teachers, because first of all, they are bureaucrats. They are not interested in the real education, of the students. They are bureaucrats. They want to get just the salary. But we need to educate, and sometimes with the parents, we need to be more responsible to our kids. So we have to to hand it down our values, our habits, our everything that we have. And sometimes we give them to the public school, that the bureaucrats, that they are not really interested in the successfulness of kids. Yes, they say that they are okay, but first of all, every kid has different background, has different backgrounds, knowledge, habits, and customs. And seems to me when my kids, they were at the school all the time, I ran into some teachers that they were ill-prepared. They were not prepared just to function as a teacher and help the students, you know, because first of all, the students, they are going to be one whole year with a teacher. So the teacher has to address certain levels, for instance, of misunderstanding, just to fix certain problems on the behavior, on the intelligence of the students. But they are just general information, and that's it.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, María Carlota, yo soy originalmente de México, del norte de México. El estado se llama Coahuila. El punto donde yo vengo es el centro, geográficamente hablando, es del centro de Coahuila. Se llama San Buenaventura, Coahuila. Y después de ahí un pequeño ejido.
And how do you feel about bilingual education?
Oh. First of all, as I said to you earlier, bilingual education, in my small opinion, it is the origin of the whole problem that they've been developing on the public school. Because first of all, we don't need to close our eyes to the existing problem. I know that the parents, they are very, very concerned, the achievement, because the achievement, the progress of the students. And then we know that it's about 30-40% Latino students, that the level of English is not proper.
From Mexico and other Latin
America. Exactly, from Latin America or from other places. Anyway, and the problem is because in first place, when these students, they came into the public schools, the teachers were not prepared how to fix this problem, how to help them with dignity, these kids. And instead, sometimes it's damaged the self-confidence, dignity, or even self-image. And then for a kid, when he's damaged this part of himself or herself, later on it's going to be irreparable. The damage is done, and then that's the reason, because when they go into the 10 or 11th grade, so they are pretty easy just to quit or drop out, and also they have a lot of problems with the concepts and also with this culture. But it seems to me that bilingual education, it is written by the New Mexico state law that we need to use and protect the language. And it seems to me that we are way, way behind. That's the reason, because we have been uncritical of bilingual education in this town, and we need to address it. We need to stick to something that is mandated by the state law to provide bilingual education.
Sergio Rodriguez Romo, why did you decide to run for school board now?
First of all, as a matter of fact, 4 years ago also I ran, and this is my second one, and I think it's the last one. First of all, I ran because I wanted to seems to me that I can, I need to give back something to Santa Fe. I've been here about more than 20 years, and seems to me in that time I've been collecting, gathering some experience, some knowledge about what's going on with Santa Fe. So since I'm a teacher, I know that my input, my opinion, my experience is going to be very, very helpful. And also because I don't have compromises. I used to taught math in Mexico. I came here and I worked at a community college probably close to 20 years ago, you know. But my specialty is math, mathematician. But right now I'm kind of a rusty because I'm a house painter here in Santa Fe. Yes.
And so I wanted to ask you, do you feel that your education in Mexico, which of course is a whole different culture and educational system, do you feel like you can bring some of what you know to the Santa Fe school system from Mexico?
Yes, definitely, Maria Carlota. Because first of all, we are dealing, the problem with education in the United States and also in Santa Fe is cultural. When I said cultural, it's because the problem of another languages has not been addressed properly. So we need to know the linguistic, the culture, the psychology, the ethnology of the people that we are going to teach them. And then it seems to me that everything here, everything is for granted. When our students came from another latitudes to the school, and then just the teacher that, you know, that he got the diploma, the degree from any university, he thinks that he's going to teach another Anglo. And then that generates a problem because first of all, we don't have the same background, the linguistic, the semantics, you know. So we need to address those students to teach them in their own language and smoothly make the transition, because it's hard for one teacher that is ready just to teach the Spanish speaking, the English speaking people.
Sergio Rodriguez Romo is running for school board in District 3, and once again, Election Day is Tuesday, the 3rd of February. There is a candidate forum on January 29th from 6 to 8 in the evening at the Santa Fe Public Schools Administration Building at 610 Alta Vista. Sergio, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you to you and also the KSFR and to the public that is listening to us. And also, I hope you vote for me. It's bilingual education.
We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Peter Brill. He is running for Santa Fe School Board in District 5. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, let's talk about some of the issues involved in the school system. There are people who say that we should really be educating students so that they can achieve, do well on tests, and that their achievement shows on tests. Then there's, you know, standardized testing. And then there are those who say that children should be educated in a balanced way, physical ed, arts, education, things like that. Stuff that may not show up so much on standardized tests or even have anything to do with standardized tests. What's your thinking on this?
Well, we need it all. We need it all. And we need it all and a good balance between the different issues. I'm not running as a professional educator. I'm not running as someone who has a doctorate in education and education policy issues. I'm running as a person that understands money, understands meetings, understands process, understands fairness, strategic planning, how to build consensus, how to be mature in terms of a tone, a respectful tone, and how to lead. But the issues you're referring to, I would defer to the experts that are paid staff. There are some very good ones, and I'd like to hear from them.
Why are you running for school board? In other words, what's your background that you bring to it?
Well, I have a business called Sarcon Construction, and a lot of what we do is convene people. We also produce a result. We build buildings, sometimes schools. Renovate them. We solve problems and get something done. And that takes leadership, it takes vision, it takes focus. And, you know, I'm running because probably like a lot of people, been inspired by the recent events nationally.
Meaning the election of President Barack Obama?
Yes, exactly. That's an inspiring event that's occurred. And I'd like to see... and be inspired at the local level, just as much. So I'm running to, with my skill set, I'm a lawyer, inactive. I build buildings, and that's my focus. And I don't see the kind of experiences, the leadership, judgment, maturity, vision that I think would work well in District 5.
Now, in your own children's education, did they go through the Santa Fe school system?
I have a daughter at Santa Fe High right now.
And what have been the most and least successful aspects of your, what you've seen in your children's education in your family?
That's a great question. I guess the most would start, or let me say it the other way, the least was when the principal at Santa Fe High explain to us all, hundreds of parents, incoming freshmen, first year, ninth grade, how what it would take minimally to get a diploma. That was a stunning understanding that it doesn't take that much, and yet there's a huge dropout rate. So you thought,
oh my goodness, low expectations.
The low expectations. I don't think he was endorsing them. He was just saying the facts as they are, saying that even if you do that, you will not be prepared for college. So I'm thinking, why are we setting up a system in which minimally to get through this, it doesn't prepare you in ways that you need?
What's the best thing that's happened in your kids' education?
Well, seeing my kids every day, you know, have great experiences, do well, learn, connect with others. It's great. It's great. I'm very fortunate to have children that are achieving lots of good things academically, socially, physically, athletically.
How do you feel about bilingual education?
Well, I think it's a vital aspect in this community. Big supporter. Like to see more of it. Like, we fund it better.
What about English-speaking children learning Spanish?
I think that's good, too. I think that's good, too. I think that my undergraduate degree is in geography, and I think that for too long now we live in this bubble where we're not learning other languages. We're barely fluent with our own.
Grammatical problems abounding, among other things. What do you see as being the biggest problems in the Santa Fe Public Schools right now that you'd like to address?
Well, there's a documented, well-known, atrociously low achievement levels. Fully half the students are not proficient, minimally proficient in math and English. There's 13,000 or so children. That's a lot of kids. And it gets worse as they go through the system. So in elementary school years, when they're tested, the numbers aren't good, but they get worse from there. So I think that's all, everyone running, everyone serving, everyone working on this issue, and there's some really good work that's being done. It's our collective responsibility, parents, teachers, children, educators, board members. Lots of blame to go around and not enough credit.
We're talking to Peter Brill, who is running for Santa Fe's Public School School Board District Number 5, and once again, Election Day being on Tuesday, February 3rd. So there is, in any classroom, in any grade, a great diversity of abilities. You've got some kids who are bored to death. You've got some kids who need special, really need their hands held in order to achieve something. How do you make it, how do you fix it institutionally so that the top kids aren't bored, but the bottom kids are still getting ahead?
Well, keeping everyone engaged is a huge focus. Again, it's a very important issue that I would defer to the experts how that would work. I think we have plenty of programs. I think we actually need more, but there are plenty of different programs throughout the system. I think we have some inequity about how they're distributed, and I mean programs that do engage every child academically, for gifted, for learning disabled, physically, technically. It takes a lot of focus. A lot of focus.
How do you feel about charter schools?
Big supporter. I think they can show us the way. I think they're incubators of good ideas and good teaching. And I think they're are going to start showing much better academic achievement.
When you look at what the school board has done in past years, is there anything that you think they've really done well or have done poorly that you'd like to comment on?
Well, I think that, if I'm lucky enough to serve with others, there'll be at least two rather three board members that are not running that will be serving, and there could be, you know, two new members, myself included.
Right, District 3 and District 5.
Right. So I need to be careful, as I'm not an expert on what has gone on, but there have been some, I think we've missed the ball, and I think we've missed the ball in a lot of different ways. I think anyone running for re-election has to carefully answer what they've done over the last 4 years in the case of District 5 and how their work has resulted in progress. The numbers are pretty dismal, and it's not without some good hope and some good direction for the future, but the problems are pretty dismal. I think that in order to, for instance, a small example, when we focus so intently and the controversy surrounding closing small schools, I think it takes a lot of time, energy, effort that it didn't actually result in closing of small schools. I think we could have used that time on other issues and not been divisive.
Peter Brill is running for school board in Santa Fe, District 5. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And once again, Election Day, February 3rd, and the League of Women Voters Candidate Forum on January 29th from 6 to 8 in the evening at the Santa Fe Public School System Administration Building at 610 Alta Vista. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be right back. I'd like now to welcome Frank Montano. He is running for re-election to the Santa Fe Public Schools School Board. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So you have been on the school board for several years. Why did you run in the first place, and why are you running for re-election?
Well, I've been a public official for 16 years, so prior to my service on the school board, I had been on the Santa Fe City Council for 12 years, and one of my big advocacies had always been that of youth issues. And so after I left the city council, I decided that another area of government where I could be of help would be on the school board. And so I basically decided to run for school board because for the good part of my life, I have been an advocate for youth. And so I just thought that would be a natural place for me to spend some time.
So let's talk about standardized testing. People say that you should really educate people so that they do well on standardized tests, and people talk about how poorly we do in New Mexico overall or in Santa Fe on standardized tests. Then there are those who say that we should really be educating people in the arts, physical education, and things like that that don't have so much to do with standardized tests. What's your thinking on this?
You know, I think that you have to give a student a well-rounded education. And, you know, one of the problems of the No Child Left Behind Act is that it does push teachers to teach to the core courses and really, you know, makes them also, you know, teach students how to be good at taking tests. And in a lot of cases, that's not really going to help our children get a good job. You know, those are not the kinds of skills that are necessary to get a good job. We do need them to be proficient in reading, and we do need them to be proficient in math. But I sometimes think that there's a little too much testing that goes on, and that you really cannot always tell how well a student is progressing by a test. I mean, there's a lot of other ways that you can measure the success of a student. And so I sort of feel that you need to have a well-rounded education. You need to have obviously the core courses, but you also need to be able to have those art courses and music courses, and physical education these days is extremely important. So I'm one that believes you need to have a well-rounded education.
How do you feel about bilingual education?
Well, bilingual education is very important, especially here in Santa Fe. It's important because in this state, you do have people that are proficient in some cases in two different languages, not necessarily just English and Spanish. It might be French and Spanish. It might be whatever. But this is definitely a state where you do have people that speak various languages, and I think that bilingual education is
is very important. And if a student chooses to be in a bilingual program, you know, that's a choice that the child along with the parent makes, and that's certainly an important offering that we offer at the Santa Fe Public Schools. You know, another thing that we do have is, you know, English language learners. And in their case, they're sort of put into the situation of needing bilingual education because, you know, in order to make a go of it here in the U.S., you need to be proficient in English.
In your own children's education, what have been the best and worst aspects of the school system as they went through it?
Well, I actually don't have children of my own. I do have a step-granddaughter that I raised, and she's currently a junior at our alternative high school, which is called the Sur Academy. And the Sur Academy is a computer-based education alternative to our traditional high schools. And, you know, as I've been involved not only in her education, but as a board member, what I've come to realize is that, you know, we have a tremendous task. The educators of this community have a tremendous task. We're expecting them to teach to a very diverse group of students. I mean, we have a large Hispanic population. We have a Caucasian population. We have other minorities. We have students that are gifted and students who are average, who have learning disabilities, who have physical disabilities, who have problems at home, or who might have fallen behind in school and have discipline problems.
How do you make it work for
everybody?
I know,
you know, you just have to really, what you have to do is you got to concentrate on making sure that the teachers that you hire are professionally trained and that there's an ongoing effort to make sure that they're brought up to speed on those teaching standards that do address the students who are in these various categories. And in some cases, you need teachers that actually specialize in certain areas that students need help on and that have problems, certain students that have problems. So, you know, I that is probably, you know, something that is probably very difficult for the students. Is that, I mean, they're placed in a situation where there is a mixed bag of people that children that they must learn side to side with.
What do you feel have been your best accomplishments so far on the Santa Fe School Board, and what would you like to accomplish in your coming term if you're reelected?
Well, you know, one of the most important jobs of the school board member is that of hiring and firing the superintendent, and that of making sure that you have that you're able to submit a balanced budget to the state of New Mexico. And you know, we've had to hire a couple of superintendents since I've been on the school board, and I believe that that is a success of mine. We've been able to, as a board, find very qualified individuals to take on that position. Currently, Bobby Gutierrez is our superintendent, and she was someone that I believed would do a great job as superintendent. You know, balancing a budget is not easy these days. I mean, we're getting fewer and fewer revenues from the state of New Mexico. In the 4 years that I have been on the school board, we have had to cut millions of dollars from our budget over the 4 years. And we've always managed to have a balanced budget. We've always managed to have at least a $4 million reserve or better. And we have one of the best bond ratings in the state of New Mexico. I'm also very proud of the fact that discipline problems within the school district have dropped significantly since I've been on the board, and that is one thing that I have worked very diligently on, is helping to make our schools safer. You know, I saw a problem at the beginning of my term and the music programs of the district. It seemed to me that they weren't as good as they could be. And I asked the superintendent along with the board to put together a task force to work on strategies of how we could improve our music programs. We had a group of educators meet and members from the community, and they came up with a great program that they've begun to implement. And another thing that I'm extremely proud of is, as president of the board, I did serve as president of the board for 1 year, And during that term, it came to my attention that, you know, we had a problem with dropouts and retaining students. And so I directed the superintendent to put together a task force to work on a dropout and retention, the dropout and retention issue of the school district. And they met for half a year. They put together recommendations, and now those recommendations, we have them working on those things that they suggested would curb the dropout rate. And so I'm very proud of that. And I've worked on quite a few things. And I mean, when I first began as a school board member, we were receiving little or no money from the state legislature for public works projects. And, you know, I pushed the school district to work harder at lobbying legislators and to work harder at putting together a legislative package and, you know, being able to explain what are the needs of the district. And since my push on that issue, we've been able to gain quite a few dollars from the state of New Mexico. So those are things that I'm proud of.
Frank Montano is running for Santa Fe School Board, District 5. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And once again, the Santa Fe School Board election is on Tuesday, the 3rd of February. And the League of Women Voters Candidate Forum for Districts 3 and 5 is Thursday, January 29th. From 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening at the Santa Fe Public Schools Boardroom Educational Services Center Administration Building at 610 Alta Vista. And all the candidates who we talked to today on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe will be there. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at the email radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 505-428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. You just go to the iTunes store and look up Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Thanks to Nick Appalucci for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, the Jazz Experience.